Hey, Boker Tov. Today's daf. Daf Kuf Vov in Bava Kamma. From Gufa, about 8 lines down on the page, the big chiddush that Rav said yesterday was Rufuna Marav. Let's remember that it's Rufuna Marav. Even though this is a case where we see the Rambam Seich and the Rambam Seich is there on the 5th line where we first mentioned it. Amar Rufuna Marav, Monami Biyadcha. Rambam Seich and there, but if you see the Rambam inside, it's one of the few cases. I mean, there are many cases, but let's say the minority of cases where even though there's a Rambam's little note there referring to the Rambam, it doesn't mean that's the halacha that way, because we don't paskin like this halacha of Rav, but still we have to understand it. What did Rav say? Kufa, Amar Rav Huna Marav, Manal Yadcha. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. V'alo Amar Ein Lecha B'yadcha Klamai, I have nothing of your money. V'nishba, and he swore. Now that's going to be important. How did he swear? Where did he swear? Normally, a shvuah that we're talking about here is a shvuah that he took at the instructions of Beis Din, in the Beis Din. Ubo ate him, and then Adam came and said, he's chayv $100, your potter. Wow, that's a big one. That's a big chiddush, right? Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I don't owe you the $100. And he swore that he doesn't owe the $100. You know what Rav says? Okay, he's potter. If the Torah said he has to swear, if the Torah says he has to swear, we'll talk about that as a matter of things, but he says he doesn't have to swear, and he swore that he doesn't owe him the money, v'nishba. Ubo Adim, and Adim came, and apparently the Nishba is even Shavuos Hesus also, because if it's a motive Mikzas, then it's for the rice. If he died, the whole thing, it's a Shavuos Hesus. And he swore, and Adim came, and said he's Chayev, he doesn't have to pay, even though Adim said he owes the money. Shenamer, Paskas V'lakach Bala V'lo Yishalim. Now V'lakach Bala Yishalim is speaking about a case, really, of a Shomer, right? And the Shomer says, you have my stuff, and he says he denies it. And he swears, and he accepts that shvua, like a shomer, like say a shomer chinam says, I swear that I wasn't negligent. He doesn't have to pay. Kivin shekiblu balam shvua. Once the owner has accepted the shvua, he says, swear to me. He says, listen, you don't have my money. Swear to me that you don't have the money. So he swore, okay, it's on. I'm out of here. I'm done. Adam come afterwards. Doing shuvain mishalman. Mom, you don't pay any money. Now that's a big chiddush.
Is this a liar?
Pardon?
Is he considered
pusillatus? Oh, he's pusillatus, yeah. The Rambam says that he's pusillatus. That's the Yechave. He's pusillatus right there. Even on a Shavuos Hesus, a Shavuos Rabban is also pusillatus. That's the Gazim. Now, yesterday, how did this whole thing come up? Because yesterday's Gemara, at the end of yesterday's Gemara, she says, if you deny a Pekadon, even if you didn't make a Shavuos, and Adam come along and say Gazim. That was what Rav Sheshet said. Rav Sheshet said, Kofer Kadon, the Nazirka. If Adam come along and say you took it, even if you didn't swear, you're alive. So then the Gemara said, wanted to prove from over here, that's how we got onto this Gemara. So he says, that's speaking about by a shvua, so we couldn't prove Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet holds you're a liar anyway. But getting back to Rav's halacha, Rav says, you know what? If you make a shvua, you're konit. If you swear, you were asked to make a shvua, says swear that you don't owe the money, and you swore you're done. That's what Rav says. Now, it's a big chiddush, because Adam come along and say, you're chayav money. So you swore, so you're a liar. What does it mean? It says, that's what Rav says. Now, besides that we don't pass like Rav, we're also going to qualify Rav substantially. He doesn't say it in all cases. But first, the Gemara wants to try to examine. Amar Rav, so Rav is like, Rav was probably talking about milva, the lotzah nitna. Oh, since it was made for spending, right, milva's lotzah nitna, Rashi says, lotzah nitna, and you have to pay, you know, it's like you give it to me, and I have to pay you back. So you could say that since I have to pay it, I have to like sort of take it out of my pocket and pay it. So the shvua, if I made a shvua that I don't have the money, that ponders me up because the Torah says, shalom, you don't have to pay. All right? Aval pekodin. But a pekodin, let's say you just gave me a deposit. You didn't give me a loan. You gave me a deposit. It's yours. It never left my business. I don't really have to pay it. I just have to give back what's yours. Aval pekodin b'shusa demarikoi. And therefore, he do not have to pay it. In other words, Rav's strange halacha. Let's call it Rav's strange. And it's only Rav Huna Rav, actually. Rav Maria says, actually, the other people disagree with Rav, but apparently they do, as we'll see. Rav Amnuna asks Akasha on Rav. He's also a Talmud. He's really asking Akasha on Rav Huna's interpretation what Rav said. But anyway, Rav Huna Rav said this. So he says, maybe he only said it where you have to pay something. I have to pay it back. I have to pay back the loan. So if I swear, I don't have to pay it back. But if it's a pikadon that you left with me as a pikadon, what do you mean if I swear on Potter? It's still yours. It never left your rishus. I'm just holding it for you. That's what he says. That's what he said. Probably he didn't say it. The Gemara says, "V'olahim, what are you talking about?" Am Rav Afi b'Kadim. He says, "No." Rav Huna disagrees. He says, "No." He said b'Kadim. The Chiksev Krav b'Kadim. Actually, the pasuk we just said, the pasuk that Rav that supports Rav. V'lokach bala v'loyisham is speaking out of pikadon. I gave it to you as a shomer, shamachinim, shavasacha, shol, whatever. You're a shomer. That's a pikadon. That means that you can't spend it, and still that's where the pasuk is. Okay. So that's Rav's halacha. Yes, Rav Nachman come with Lashmait. And now we're going to ask a bunch of kashas on Rav. Yeah, Rav Nachman was sitting and repeating over what Rav Huna Rav said. Eisar Rav Achabar, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, yes, it's kash Rav Nachman. Hecha Pitoni. Case like this. Again, Reuben said to Shimon, "Where's my money? I gave you $100 to watch. Amalei Ava, it's lost. I don't have it." Mashbi Anachani, you take a shvua of a shomer. I swear, I make you swear. But Amar Amen, yes, I swear it's lost. And Edom came along and said that he himself ate it. In other words, that Shimon himself stole it by eating it. Mishalem es hakeren. You have to pay the keren. Even though he swore. Right? He swore. He just said, according to Rav, you swear your potter. Here he says, you have Mishalem es hakeren. Hodem me'atzmo, if you hodem me'atzmo for yourself. So we learn now from Gezel Ager. Like we said, that famous idea that if you swear, you deny it, and then you're moda, you have to pay keren, and you have to pay an extra fifth, a 25% knas, and bring a carbon. Right, so hodim me'atzmo mishalem keren v'chamish. What do you see over here, though? You see that even though you swore already, Rav apparently is wrong. If Adam come on, you have to pay. Rav Nachman, achomayiskin kachinish bocha. So now we're going to give a bunch of dochik answers, which are dochik. But he says, you know what? That's being about you swore outside of Bezit. In other words, the whole idea that Rav is talking about is when a man claimed, Reuben says to Shimon, "You owe me money. Either you borrowed money from me, or I gave you a pekudin. You hold my money." And he says, "No, I don't have it. Let's go to court." They go into court. The court says, "Okay, you got to make a shvua." And there he swears. Ah, luck above him, you have to swear in that case. This is speaking about how he swore outside of Bezit. So number one, he's already qualifying what Rav says. Even though this doesn't come out quite again. He says, you know what? He says, it's speaking about where he swore outside of Bezit. Amalei Yehachi. What do you mean outside of Bezit? The seifa of that brisa says, right? Amalei Yehachi em seifa. Hechem b'doni. When Reuben said to Shimon, "Where's my pikadon?" Amalei nignav. Not that it was lost, but it was stolen. Okay, this is what we call toin tainas ganav. Remember, when a toin, just like a ganav pays double when he's found out, right? If a ganav, a burglar, so if he claims ganav also, and it turns out he's a liar, he has to pay too. So here he says, "Amar lo nigna." Mashbiachan, he says, "I make you swear." Va'amar amen, he says, "Yeah, I swear that it was stolen." Va'edim, that it was burgled. Va'edim, edim also, and the edim say shiganvo, that he himself took it. Misham tashlum kefo. Right, he has to pay kefil because Adam, that's how you pay kefil. Adam comes like kefil. Hod me'atz, if you have motive from yourself, right, misham keren b'chamish v'asham. Why? Remember what happens. Normally, if I steal something or I burgle something, and the next day morning I woke up and I do tshuva and I just give or bring it back to you, I don't have to pay kefil, I just return the item. When do I pay kefil? When there's Adam who testified against me. If I also swore that I didn't, right, if I'm motive then by myself, then I pay keren b'chamish v'asham. If the Aiden brought me up, I'd pay kefil. So you're out of my ass. Misham coming up. Isak, if you're talking about chutz to Bezin, how do you have kefil? Kefil is only if Aiden caught you, came to court. Right? Mika kefil. Amalei, so Rav Nachman, these are all kashas. Rav Nachman was examining this. Rav Nachman asked his kashas. So Rav Nachman answered him. I can give you a dochic answer. I can tell you Reisha chutz to Bezin. The Reisha that says, what, that in regular case, where's my Picardin? I say it was lost. As we'll see, notice we're already getting hints at what Rav is being qualified to say, meaning he's not talking about a case of Tonatana's Ganav. It's only in a case where he said, "Where's my money? It's lost. I don't have it. I don't have it. It's lost. I don't have it anymore." If he says Ganav, it's already, if Tonatana's Ganav is already, Rav's not saying in that case. But he says like this, before we get to that. Mama? Ken and Mishal Malakaren, Aresha B'daber Malakaren. Adam, he said, "I swear that I don't have your money. It's lost." And then Adam come and say he himself took it. He has to pay Karen. So he said, "Why, according to Rav, you don't have to pay the Karen?" So he said, "That's chutz lebezin. How could that be chutz lebezin? The Seifa says kefo. Kefo means only in bezin." So Rav Nachman Zomalei Yichin L'Shnucha, I could tell you that Reisha Chutz L'Bezin. The Reisha is outside of Bezin, and that's why you have to pay when the Edom come, because Rav's Halach was only in Bezin. When you swore, court made you swear, and you swore, okay, you're out, you're absolved.
Based on a Pasuk?
Based on a Pasuk. That's the case when you come to court. You swore in court. Regular swearing is in court. The owner takes the shvuah. You swear. That's it. The owner accepted your shvuah. He says, swear to me. He swore. You're putter. Anything afterwards is double jeopardy if a Adam come afterwards. That, right? So that's only in court. So I could tell you over here where it says, this must be a chana, the first case, of the first of the wide lines. And the Adam say, you took it after you said it was, you swore it was lost. Why do you have to pay? Because that was outside of Besdin. So I could tell you that the Reisha speaking outside of Besdin. The safe is in Besdin. I don't want to give you such a dochic answer. That's a dochic answer to say the Reisha is outside of Besdin, the safe is in Besdin, not Mustafa. So therefore, I'll tell you, Edie and Besdin are both in Besdin, but I'll give you a different dochic answer, but not as dochic as the first answer. The first case is speaking about where he didn't swear in response to the judges telling him to swear. He came to court, he was in court, but he just swore on his own. Quickly, I swear, they didn't ask him to. So Rashi says over here, the big Rashi, they didn't make him swear. Rav speaking about where he didn't jump, the Besdin made him swear. So that's what Rav says, if the Besdin made you swear, Reuben comes to Shimon and says, you have my money. Shimon says it's lost. Okay, let's go to court. They go to court. They hear the court. The court says, okay, you say it's lost. You accept, would you swear to that? Yes, I'll swear to that. The owner says, you'll accept his swear? Yes, I'll accept his oath. And he swears, he's putter. I ate him come the next day and say he has the money. Rav says, you still don't have to pay. Now, we don't pass him like Rav again, but trying to understand Rav. So he says, you know what that's speaking about? Again, where Rav is only talking about where you swore at the bidding of the Besdin. The Besdin said swear and you swear. If you swore outside of Besdin, or you came into Besdin and you jumped in and you swore before they asked you to swear, Rav's not talking about that case. Because it's based on the pasuk.
The guy knew what he was doing.
Yes.
Say to Besdin, I'll swear if you want.
Right. That's right. According to Rav, ain't a chanami. Right. Especially if he knew there were Adam who saw him eating it. Exactly. According to Rabbi Nachman. Only Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbi Chaim says to Rabbi Nachman, I don't understand you. Michti the Rav lo sfir lecha. You don't hold the Rav, Salacha. We don't paskal Rav, right? We don't hold Rav. Oh, very good. I said before that usually, you know, in 99% of the cases when you see Rambam Seichin, you pass like Rav. But here, the base over here is together with the Aleph. If you look at the Rambam and the Mishnah Tap, and they're both referring to the same halacha. So he says, Michti the Rav lo sfir lecha. In other words, the Rambam's going not only on the halacha, but also lo sfir lecha. You don't hold like that. You understand? It's not Stam that he's referring to. He's referring to both. He's referring, because the Rambam says over there, then in a chanami, if you swore false like that, and Adam come, you're a pusilatus, you're no good, but you still have to pay. Right? But we're explaining Rav now. So Rav comes and says, I understand you, Rav Nachman. You don't like Rav anyway. What are you defending him for? Right? You're giving yourself as a collateral. You're pledging yourself at a Rav. What do you got to go put yourself out for? What are you going to defend him for if you don't hold that way anymore? You don't hold like him anyway. Amalei, lefushal Rav. Right? I'm trying to explain Rav. I'm just trying to say how Rav would understand the Mishnah. How would he understand? According to Rav Shita, how would you understand? Not that I hold it that way. I have a Rav Krakam and Lachora. I understand. Why do we all have a Kash and Rav? You say, Nachman doesn't hold the Rav. Nachman was later posted. So it's pretty evident we don't hold like Rav, even though, including the logic. Logic goes against Rav, but pretty evident we don't hold like Rav. But Rav's got a Pusik. Amri Krah, there's going to be the Pusik for a different Russia. We mentioned this yesterday. How do you know, Minatorah, you only swear to patter yourself up? You never swear to take money. Unless it's the Rabbanan said, other cases that there you swear to take money, but usually the Shvuah and the Torah is only, I swear that I don't have to pay. How do you know that? Also, it says, Bola V'lo Yishalem. Mishal of Lishalem, Hu Nishba. That's how he darshans it. The one who's supposed to take the shvuah, he's the one who doesn't. Who's the one who takes the shvuah? Lakabam, he take the balam of the shvuah, so to speak. The one who swears is lakabam. The one who takes the shvuah, lo yishalem. Not the literal translation. Lakabam, the balam accepts his shvuah and not mishalem the way Rav is saying. But better lakabam mishalem. The one who's the owner of the shvuah, he's the one who doesn't have to pay. He's the one who makes the shvuah. Mishal v'sham, who is the one who has to pay and is trying to absolve himself from paying, he's the one who takes the shvuah. That's how everybody else learns that words of lakach b'al v'sham. Masar Rav Nuna, we're going to point out later, was a Talmud of Rav also. And he asked this kasha, the following kasha on Rav, from a different brisa. Halt kap here. Hishbi'alav chamisha pomim. Let's say they made him swear five different times, five different courts, whatever the circumstances were. He again, he said he owed money. You owe me money. No, he denied it. And he went to court and they made him swear. Even in five different courts, he took him to different courts on different days and he swore five times. Bein bifnei bezin, bein shelo bifnei bezin. Listen to that. Whether it's in front of bezin or not. V'kofer lov, and he denied it each time. Chayev al kol achas v'achas. What is he chayev? Rashi says he chayev. Karen v'chomesh v'osham. Right? Not, he has to pay the Karen five times. The Karen is obviously only once. But the Chomesh and the Asham, the extra 25% of the Asham for swearing falsely, even though he swore about the same thing five times, he has to pay. Vamrab Shimon, Matam, what's the reason why he has to pay five times? If he swore five times, he has to bring five Chomesh v'Asham. Because since in each time, in other words, money's still out there. See, according to Rav, what's Rav's really halacha? Rav's halacha is that once you are demanded in court that you have to pay, and you said I don't have to pay, and you swore, that's it, case closed, that's it, you're putter, that's it, no more double jeopardy, you can't come to court anymore. In other words, the case isn't open anymore, I don't owe you any more money. Even if Adam come, trade come, if you have 1,000 Adam, I don't have to pay. But according to this, it's mashma, that even though you swore once, the case is still open. Because you're still, you can deny it a second time. You deny it a third time. Each time you could have been motive. What are you talking about? Once the case is closed, the case is closed. Here you can't say he jumped in. Because it's bia olav kani. It says mashma that the court made him. Not his bia like the guy, the Reuven made him swear. But his bia is mashma that the bezin made him swear. Chutz le bezin lomotz. You can't also say it was outside of bezin. Because it says b'fnei bezin kani. It says bein b'fnei bezin made nachem bezin. So Rav Amnuna has a substantial kasha on Rav. Now, Rashi says here, it's pretty strange. Presumably he went to a different court, you know, whatever it was. It's just trying to tell you that even if he did, you know, he didn't have to, you know, it's pretty strange that he would do it, right? But let's say he took him to a different court. He said, smash me, yishbiel of chamisha pam, even five times. Took him to a different court. Maybe he did that. It's pretty strange, but let's say he did that. And each time he swore, you know, he could have gotten out of it by saying, listen, I swore already in another court. I'm not going to do it again. But let's say he did. He swears, I don't mind swearing. I know I didn't take it. I'm swearing five times. Okay, he's chayiv in each case. Rashi says, chomesh v'ashem in each case. So, who most of them far klo? Rav Amnuna asked the kasha. He himself gave the answer. Let's study. I'll tell you what. This is a dochik answer also. We're going to slug up this answer. I'll tell you what. It's not exact. Why? That's not, it's the braisa lists in two different ways. Hishbia alav is chutz lebesn. Hishbia alav is really means chutz lebesn, meaning it wasn't really. It didn't really say hishbia. Middle of tani hishbia shema min al yidei da'on. And he says, no. Let's start again. Davka the chavu bezdin shvua. Even though bezdin told him to make a shvua, but when he swore, he left bezdin. He said, we're going for a little recess now. He went outside and he swore outside of bezdin. Chutz lebesn hishbia. Lo kanyum. Bifnei bezdin tani lo hishbia kanyum. In other words, when it said bein bifnei bezdin, he's not going on hishbia. He's not going on hishbia. In other words, he's saying that hishbia love is chutz lebesn. And in Bezdin, what does it mean, Beit Bezdin? They're kafats. Remember, we said there's two ways out of it. Number one, he did two ways out of Rav's halacha. Rav's only talking about when they made him swear in Bezdin, and he swore at the bidding of Bezdin. Two ways out of it. One is he's outside of Bezdin, or if he's in Bezdin, but he swore before they even asked him to swear. So he'll say that when it says Bifnei Bezdin, it was kafats. And when it says Bein B'chutz LeBezdin, there it was outside of the Bezdin itself. So he's, oh, very dochic answer. Hishbia love is chutz LeBezdin. No, they made him swear, but he went outside, and in Bezdin his kofetz. Okay, that's a very dochic answer. But we'll come on to another answer in a minute. Masav Rava, Balabai Shetantanas Ganav, listen to this. The Balabai said, you owe me money, right? He says, you stole my money. Shetantanas Ganav, the Pikadam, Minas, what happened? The Balabai said, you owe my money. You owe me money. You took my money. I gave it to you to hold. And he says, Ganav, V'nishba V'hodo Bo. And he swore. And he swore. Vahoda, then he was motivated that he lied. And Adam came. If he was motivated before Adam came, so what does he have to do? He has to pay Karen Chosh Vashem. Right? Misham Karen Chosh Vashem. And once the Adam came, Hoda, Misham Tashlom Kefal. Doesn't help to be motivated after there's Adam against you, then you pay Kefal. Rashi also points out when you pay Kefal, you don't pay Chomesh, right? Because the Chomesh is included in the Kefal. But he says Tashlom Kefal, but you still bring your Asham. Because you admitted that you swore falsely. The pasuk says to his father, if you're motivated that you swore falsely, you have to bring pay back the principal and 25% more and bring a carbon. So if you have to pay back kefal, so you already got the principal and the chomish is included in the kefal, so you don't have to pay the asham. Here it's outside of Bezdin. Here they weren't in Bezdin. It says, Bo ate him afterwards. Then Adam came after. He was outside of the Bezdin. The Kofetz Lomotz Zomer. Here you can't say it's Chutz LeBezdin or it's Kofetz. Why? Because it says Kefil Ktani. Kefil is only when Bezdin, when it was taken before Bezdin. Right? So here you can't give that answer. And that's a good Kasha. Now what are you going to say now? Here you say. He was Modi in Bezdin. He was in Bezdin. It was Bezdin. But
what,
since
after the Bezdin?
He was Modi. He said he was Modi in Bezdin. He was Modi in Bezdin. But if he was Modi before the Adam come, then he pays Karen Chomish for Usham. If he's Modi after the Adam come, then he pays Kefil and Usham. Right?
But he swore first.
But he swore first in Bezdin. Otherwise, he would be Chayiv Kefil. Otherwise, the case was in Bezdin because otherwise it wouldn't be Kefil.
Right.
The Kefil's
so,
only in Bezdin.
But is he Modi then?
After he swore, yeah, after he swore, right. Right. Otherwise, there's no Asham. Asham comes right. Only after swear. So, what do you see over here? So it's be over here, v'lo matzav, because kefil k'tani. So, before we said, you know, you said that the kefil was a different case, but here it's mashma that it's talking bezin. He doesn't want to give that answer and say, he says, v'hocha, chutz lebezin, v'kofetz lo, can't say it's outside of bezin, because otherwise it would be, why would it be chayiv kefil? Elo marava, so this is a good kasha. Here you see that even, what was Rav's point? That if you swear that you don't owe the money, and then Adam come, your potter, here you see you have to pay. Elo marava, kol hoda, if you're moda, lo shna tantanas ava, lo shna tantanas ganav, right, lo shna tantanas ganav. If you're moda, Rav's not talking about that case. Rav's talking about a case where you say, I owe you money, you owe me money, and you deny it, you swear, and then Adam come. You were never moda. If you're moda, it's different. Why? Because the Pasuk says. Pasuk says, it's talking about Gezal Ger, it says over there that this Vadu, if you're moda, you have to pay. Karen Chomish Vashem. So how can you say you don't have to pay if you're moda? You have to pay. If you're moda, you pay. So we're not talking about a case of moda at all. Rav's not talking about moda. Also, okay, so again, so Kohoda, Loshna, Torin Tanasav, Loshna Tanasganav, right. Lo Amar Rav. Rav didn't say Alocha. Like, see, Visvada. You Modi, you have to pay. The boy Shlomo Mekam Chomish Vashem. How can you say the Rav says you don't have to pay if you Modi yourself? You know, if you're Hadas Baldin Kamei Adam Nami when it comes to money. If I say I'm a murderer, so you don't believe. Why? Because I'm Karav Eitz Latzma. I can't. But you're not believed about your family members or about yourself because you're a Karav. You're not believed about yourself. And Adam Rav Smei Smei Russia. So you're not believed. But to say I did tshuva. And I want to return the money. You're always the boy Shlomo Kam Chomsha. Toin Tainas Ganav.
But the Pesuk says the Lord of Bible. What's the difference?
So he says it's only speaking about a case of Pikadon, where you say you have my money, and I say no, it's lost. I don't have it.
Right.
And you swear. You know that then you're absolved according to Rav. Not a case for your moda. Not a case for your moda. Where you deny it. You deny it. Also, so Rav's number one not talking about a case of moda. Also, Rav's not talking about a case of Toin Tainas Ganav. He's only talking about a case of Pikadon, like the original case in the Pasuk, you're talking about a Shomer. Where's my money? It's lost. Ava Toin Tainas Ganav, also Obo Eidim, Nami Lo Amar Rav. Rav wasn't talking about a case of Toin Tainas Ganav, where I said it was stolen, Obo Eidim, also Amar Rav. Daksif Tashlumi Kefil. It says Toin Tainas Ganav, it says, but favors, you got to pay Kefil. So what are you talking about? If Eidim come and say, that you claim that it was stolen, that it was burgled. Eidim come and say, you have it. Pasuk says, you have to pay Kefil. You can't go against that Pasuk. Kikom Rav, where is Rav talking about? Kagon Shetoin Tanas Ovad, only in this specific case. Even though we don't even pass like Rav in that case, but Rav, now we're qualifying Rav substantially. Now we don't have to come on to Rav Avnuna's dochik answer, you're out of court, the kofetz and all this. Why? Because Rav's not talking about a case of Toin Tanas, Kagon Shetoin Tanas Ovad. He's only talking about his Ovad, Vinishba Velohoda, and he wasn't motivated by Adam Khan. Also Rav Gamda. Now, so Rashi says over here, that's what Rava says, Elam Rava. And Rashi, if you look in the second of the wide lines now, Rashi says, Elam Rava, lo tishnal tuftet Rav Amnuna lit studen. You have to say no, it's being outside of Bezdin or his kofetz. The ocha lachso lohodos, right, lav tufti. But this, it's not a kasha, because since he could still be moda, that's considered that he's still in the parasha shvua. Laslav tiftul ravuna. The kivin the hoda lo kamarav since Rav's not a case of hoda. Cholera lo shetoin tanas ganav v'nishba v'hoda lo shetoin tanas aved v'nishba v'hoda lo amarav. In other words, you can't ask mikasha in the case of the five times. When you're moda, you're chayev karam rashon. Because we're not talking about hoda. Rav's not talking about hoda. Rav's only talking about a case of where I denied that I have your money because I say it was lost. And Adam came and say, I have it. Only in that specific case does Rav say, I'm potter. But if it's a case of, I said it was stolen, no, then I got to pay the kefil. Or if I'm moda, I have to pay. So now, Rav Gamda went, but Omer l'shmai tekmei Rav Ashi. He said this thing that we just said now, that Rav is moda in a case of hoder, in a case of Torn Taniskanav. So Rav Ashi said to him, I don't understand this. If what you're saying is true, that he's not talking about Rav, Rav Avnuna tamidid Rav. Rav Avnuna was a Talmud Rav. Yodad Omer Rav Hoda. He knows that Rav is not talking about a case of Hoda, the Kamos of Hoda. Why would Rav Avnuna, if what you're saying is true, that Rav's not talking about a case where you're Moda, why would Rav Avnuna ask him to the case of his Bil of Chamesh Radim and your Moda, your Chayev five times Chamesh Rashim? He knows that Rav's not talking about a case of Hoda. V'atomer Hoda lo'am Rav, and you said Rav's not talking about a case. Amar le Rav Acha, Saba, Rav Acha the Elder said to Rav Ashi, Rav Avnuna hachi kashle. Kasha wasn't about Hoda. He knows that Rav's talking about a case, that Rav's moda in a case where you're Hoda, that you have to pay. His Kasha was this. What's Rav's basic idea? That if you deny a pikadon, right, deny that I have something here, I say it was lost, and I swear to that, Adam can't be mechayev me afterwards in that specific case. I don't agree with that, Rav Nuna says, even though he's a Talmud Rav. Again, it could be a different sheet. Rav Huna said the name Rav, maybe Rav Huna didn't agree with it. Yeah, but Bishlam and Nishba, if you say not like Rav, then if you swore Kiyasu Adam after his Machayev, if you say not like Rav, right? Even though I swore that I don't have it, that it was lost, and Adam came after his Machayev, Am Tulahi Machavin Le Karban Ashwabas Raisa. That makes sense why, even though you said, why do you have to swear five times? But he swore five times. But why would I have to swear, why would I have to pay the Chomesh and the Asham on the second, the third, the fourth, and fifth Shavuos if there's no case anymore? You understand? If we say like Rav, right? If we say like Rav that once I swear, case closed, you can't be reopened anymore, double jeopardy, you can't open anymore. So why would I have to make, why if I swear in the second, the third, or fourth time? There's no case there. There's no case. If you say the other way, that if Adam comes subsequent to my Shavua, yes, I do have to pay. So it makes sense why if I swore a second time or a third time or a fourth time or a fifth time, I still have to, and I mowed afterwards, I have to pay the Chomesh from the Hashem, because the case is still open. The case is still open, so I'm swearing on money. No. The Adam didn't come yet. Since Adam, since if Adam would come
after the five.
Yeah, after the five. Yeah, but the point is, since if after any Shavua,
right.
Again, according to Rav, the case is closed. Right. If you say not like Rav, the case is still open. Right. Adam could come anytime in Chayim. There's no statute of limitations. Right.
Right.
Adam can come anytime in Chayim. So the case is still open. Right. Even though I denied it, you know. Okay, you denied it now, but the case is still open. It's never closed, right? So therefore, it makes sense that if I went to a second court, let's say we moved to another town, and it took me to a second court and a third court, and I denied it. And then later on, after I denied it several times, I moda to it, or I moda even in between, whatever it was, I moda. It makes sense why I'd have to pay the kamakosh, because the case is still open. But according to Rav, that the case is closed, what am I doing over here? Why would I have to pay? Again, not like Rav, that's why I have to swear on the later Shavuos, because I could still be Moda, right? Just like what? Just like if Adam would come, I'd be chayev. The case is still open. So since I could still be Moda, since I could be Moda, so I say the case is still open because I could also be mowed at any time. Eli Amr Kiyosu Adam Potter. If you say if Adam comes Potter, Mikamidi, it doesn't make any sense. The Ilu Asuf Sadi Masadi Potter. If Adam would come now and say that I have to pay the money, I'm Potter according to Rav, right? Because the case is closed. Vanan Nekim Nachayim, and we're going to be Machayiv and Makarban and a Shvua, Hol V'Yochalachsa, since I could be Moda Lahodas, Hashtim Yelod, I still haven't been Moda yet. Right now, I've denied it, right? So I've denied it, the case is closed, right? Once I deny it, the case is closed. And if Adam would come now and say that I stole it, I don't have to pay, right? Case is closed. So you're going to tell me now, I've Mechayiv a Shvua the second time, the case is still open, since in theory, I could still be Moda. What kind of sense does that make? Doesn't make any sense. In other words, his kasha was done. Yes, he knows that Rav says that if you're Moda, you still have to pay, right? Rav's not talking about a case where you're Moda. But his kasha is, what kind of sense does the Brisa make according to Rav? According to Rav, that says the case is closed. How, if the case is closed, and even if Adam would come now and say that I stole it myself, I'm potter. So why do you say that if you make a second shvuah and a third shvuah, why you chayev? Since I could, the case is still open. Since I could be moda, you weren't even moda. You weren't even moda. And even if Adam would come, it doesn't mean anything. So how could you say that the case is still open since in theory I could be modus? Kasha is, what's this idea that Reb Shimon says, why you chayev the second, third, and the fourth, fifth times, on the shvuah you chayev a chomesh and an osham, since in theory I could be moda at any time. So what? The case is closed already, according to Rav. That's his kasha on Rav. We had most of this before in Merubah.
Why don't we just say Rav
Tanahu? But when you say what?
Rav
Tanahu. Well, no, Enochanami, we're just trying to explain Rav. Oh, yeah, Enochanami. No, we're trying, but
the idea is you have a price that it says against
everybody Rav, disagrees right? With Rav. Rav Amnuna disagrees with Rav. Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav. The kasha is, we're just trying to explain Rav. The price goes against Rav. In other words, the kasha is on Rav. That's what he's asking. Enochanami.
Why is it a kasha?
The kasha is on Rav. What sense does it make to say
logic?
He argues? I know he argues, but what's the logic?
What's the logic of Rav?
According to Rav, the case is closed. And if Adam were to come today, there's nothing stronger than Adam and Alocha. They couldn't be mechayev him, so the case is closed. So why does he have? Why is he chayev for making a second, third, and fourth, and fifth shvuas?
According to Rav, he's not.
According to Rav, why he's not what? According to Rav, what?
He's not
chayev. Oh, no, we don't say that he argues. That's a brisa. You could say Rav disagrees with the brisa. Okay, Nechanami, but the Gemara doesn't say that. No machlokas about that. It's a stam mishnah, stam brisa, whatever. We don't choose that. You could say that. You could say he argues, but Nechanami, that's another dochik answer, you know? Okay. Amar v'chir barava. Amar v'chir. Ton tanas ka'ana b'pekodin. V'sham tashol mekeifel. We had this before. Remember, now we had this in Merubah, was discussed in detail. This whole page really is from Merubah. Not only does a ganav pay kefil when he's caught, and he didn't tell him, but even a tointas ganav, meaning I say, you left a deposit with me and it's been stolen. It turns out that I stole it myself. I have to pay kefil. Tavachu machar, let's say, in other words, I didn't burgle it. I just claimed that it was burgled. And I took it myself. And let's say I shechted it or sold it now, if it's a shor or seh, right? Also, misham tashlami aber chamisha. Why? Hold the ganav misham tashlami kefil, since the ganav pays kefil. The toin tanis ganav misham tashlami kefil, since the ganav and the toin tanis ganav the same halacha, just like a ganav, my ganav, shu misham kefil, just like a ganav who pays kefil, if he slaughtered it or sold it, right? Right, and it was still in the owner's reshus. It was still he didn't sell it to somebody else first. Misham tashlami avra chamisha. While selling it itself puts in somebody else's reshus. Same thing. Misham tashlami chamisha. Avton tenas ganav also because also kshu mishalim tashlami kefil tavachomach misham tashlami avra chamisha. Okay, so in other words, when it says four or five times, it says by ganav. But just like toin tanis ganav, we have a pasuk we had psukim before in Merubah that say toin tanis ganav also chayv and kefil. So just like a ganav who pays kefil pays four or five if he sold it or slaughtered it. And the same thing, a toin tanis also pays that. So moral the ganav shkem sham tashlumi kefil shalav shvuah. There's a difference. So a ganav pays kefil without a shvuah. Remember, if he doesn't swear, two people come along and say that he's going to pay shvuah. Toin tanis ganav when he says, listen, I was the shomer, I claim it was burgled and I stole it myself. And a misham kefil tashlumi kefil elav shvuah lam pizl shvuah. Amri, so you say in a chanami, that's a good point, but this is a hekesh. Amri akeshav, ain't mashivan ala hekesh. Why? So the Rashi points out, because according to one sheet that we had before, that it's a hekesh, the Pasuk says, akeshu, this ishish ganav, tanus ganav, ganav, the smichi kradadi, it says, im imotze aganav, hare ganav. Im lo imotze aganav means if it's not found the way he ports it, but he himself took it. So the Pasuk, imotze and lo imotze are right next to each other. And therefore, there's hekesh, emesh, even al hekesh. Anich lemando amr chad b'chad b'gadav chad b'tonis gadav. That's fine if you say the one phrase, if yimotzei gadav is by the gadav, and lo yimotzei gadav is speaking about a tointanis gadav, so they're next to each other. Then there's the two psukim, the two phrases, one's a gadav, one's a tointanis gadav, shapar. El lemando we had before, haim yimotzei gadav, im lo yimotzei gadav, tarvayu, both those phrases are speaking about a tointanis gadav. And how do we know gadav from a different pasuk? The garbatz was from im yimotzei timotzei biyodo. That's the pasuk about ganav, so it's not a hekesh. Michael, I'm going to say. So he says, ganav, ha ganav, you learn that from the ha ganav. And it says, imi motzei ha ganav, the extra hay teaches me that the same halach is applied to toin tanis ganav as applied to ganav. The extra pasuk, he says, teaches me that the dinim of ganeva Avdalav Hay applied to a Toyin Tanis Ganav just like it applies to a Ganav. Okay, that's what he says. Eisver Rav Chiya Barav L'Rabbi Yochanan. A man says, Heichen Shori, where is my ox that I gave you to watch? Nignav. He says it was stolen. That's Toyin Tanis Ganav, right? He says it was stolen. Mashbiya Rache, are you going to swear to that? Amar Amen. Yes, I swear it's been stolen. Va'edim Edim Aso Sha'achlu, and Edim claimed that he himself ate it. Now, if he himself ate it, presumably he shechted it in order to eat it. That's usually how you eat it. You shechted it first. So it says over there, Misham Tashlami Kefil. It says over there, he pays Kefil. V'ahacha di efshir l'kazayis basar below shechita. How could he eat it without shechita? Must be that he shechted it too. So why does he say you only pay Kefil? V'ktani Misham Tashlami Kefil. Tashlami Kefil in, Tashlami Dal V'hei lo. It's Mashal, only pay Kefil, you don't pay Dal V'hei. Why don't you pay Dal V'hei too? If you stole, you burgled it, and then you shechted it, you have to pay Dal V'hei. So it goes against what? How is it going? That's the already. You're hinting at the answer. So these are all. We started here from the two. That's Amr Chibar Abba, Amr Chibar Rabbi Yochanan. These are all lachas that Rabbi Chibar Abba said name Rabbi Yochanan. So he started off by saying this halacha. So he says, you see, Tantan's got to pay Dalva. Hey, here you see, Tantan's God doesn't pay the Dalva. Obviously, here. So the Gemara is going to give a bunch of answers. And a Chanami, he's not such a kosher ganav. That's all. Doesn't make him. Hachamay eskinik going she'achol and avela. Okay, he didn't shecht it. What's the halacha? The halacha is if you burgled a shor or a seh, and then you sold it or shechted it. It says tavach has to shecht it. If you didn't shecht it, you blew its brains out or something. You killed it with a bow and arrow and you ate it. You're not so kosher, right? You ate it as an avail. So there's no shechit over here. That's why. In other words, I stand my ground. Tantas ganav. If it was stolen or if it was sold or shechted, you have to pay dalvei. Here he didn't shecht it. Why do you say he ate it as an avela, which is pretty bad? Why don't you say he ate it as a trefa? Remember, what does Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon says, knows what's different? That's like a better madrega. You shechted it, and before you took the kasha to the Rav and found that there was trefa, he ate it. So what happened? Because Reb Shimon holds that what? That shechita she'ein ruya lo shma shechita. So the Pasi says, v'tofach, and here when you shechted it, you did shecht it. Shechting it takes it out of being an avela. Now it's a treif if something's wrong. You shechted it properly, but it's not considered shechita. Reb Shimon holds that shechita shenuri is not shechita, so you're not chayv dalvei because you didn't do shechita. Why don't you get the answer? The answer is Kerem Meir, da'amar shechita shenuruya, shma shechita. That's from Shimon shechita, but we hold shechita shenuruya is shma shechita. In other words, if he had shechted it, if it would be a treifa, that means you shechted it and it's a treifa, but it's a good shechita it is. And therefore, like for example, it's not Tommy as an avail, etc. So it's called Shechita, and therefore you should be Chayv Dalvei, right? You should be Dalvei. If it wouldn't be that you ate it as an availa, if you shecht it and it's in, you'd be Chayv Dalvei. And it doesn't say Chayv Dalvei. So why don't you say, speak about Ben Pekua? Ben Pekua is an animal that was found alive in the mother's stomach after you shechted a cow, and there was a calf inside. According to some Shitas, that calf can grow into a cow, and 5 years later, you could blow its brains out and eat it. It's kosher badatz, because it doesn't need shechita, because it was shechted.
The mother should say no.
That's right. That's right. 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 That's what we're gonna have right now. The next line. What do you have to say? He ate it as an avela. He's a sinner. Say it's speaking about a case where it didn't need shechita. It didn't need shechita. That's why he's not dalvei. The answer is Kermeir Damer Ben Pekua Ton Shechita. Need shechita. Some say, as we had, if you remember, we had it, Chumas. Need shechita not necessarily Minat Torah, but you need it because of Marasayin, whatever. People shouldn't think whatever. He holds it need shechita. Okay, so you see shechita, and or maybe he holds the raisa. As I think Kermeir holds, it still need shechita the raisa, because otherwise. Because you could give you an answer. In other words, everybody holds you need shechita. From our science, Lemaisa, everybody holds that. He's talking about Ben Pekua Ton Shechita, even Midaraisa, he holds it need Shechita. Okay,
is
so
that. Is that mean Shechita, though, the halachas of Shechita, or just you killed it with a knife to a neck? Meaning, let's say it's a trafer inside afterwards.
Yeah. A trafer inside, anyway, you can't eat it.
Even if it's Ben Pekua?
Yeah. It's still trafer. It's still trafer. Trafer could be anything.
Well, I understood it was shechted already.
It doesn't make any difference if it's a shechted or not. A treif is a treif. A treif is an animal which is mortally wounded, let's say, or it's got something that should be chayv. It should be anyway. It's not good. The way we hold that shechita is that Ben Pekua doesn't need shechita is that it doesn't need the regular shechita, but it's still an animal. It still has the rules. Sure. So, yeah.
The extent to which the Gemara is going to make him not a person who eats the veil
Yeah.
He's a gunner.
Yeah. So just as why don't you give that answer? Nechanami, right. Why do you give? Because it's more of a, we're trying to say it's a dochic answer. You know, it's a dochic answer. Say Eitan is a veil. Does that the answer is still in shechita? In other words, in all these cases, if you say that if he had shechita, that it would be even if it's a treif, it's still shechita. Mechayv dalvei. So the answer is not shachet or right, not ben pekua that he because he didn't shecht it lemaisa. You know, as it didn't shecht it, it's kosher to eat that way. If it's not a treif, the chutz. Right, it still needs shechita. Right. See, even if you say, Jerry, that ben pekua doesn't need shechita, it's still no different than one of the evarim of its mother. You understand? If it's got a mortal wound in there, it's no different than the mother.
I just understood that.
Yeah.
Shechita.
Yeah. So Lishan Nami could go and she'amad bedin. Why don't you say it's like this? Okay. Why don't you say it's this the case? Maybe this is the case where what happened? He's chayv kefil, right? Because he toned tanis ganav. And then he ate it. They found him eating it. Adam say that he ate it. So he's obviously a ganav. He has to pay kefil, but he doesn't have to pay dalav hay. So it's chayv, it shows you that toned tanis ganav doesn't pay hay. No, it's speaking about a case where they took him to court, and he had to pay kefil. And they said, okay, we paskin, give him the kefil, give him the money. In that case, and then the Amar of it, say Tainlo, and then he shechted it afterwards, Umachar, Potter, you're Potter from Dalde, you know why? Because at that point he's a Gazlan, he's no longer a Ganaf. Once there's a Psak Din that you have to pay the double, the Kefal, let's say it's $200 instead of $100 value, now it's a regular case of money. Now it's Kefal, now it's not Kefal anymore. Now once there's a Psak Din, it's a regular case of a Gazlan, you owe the money. And now if you shechted it, you're not a Ganaf who shechted it, but you're a Gazlan. Since they gave a psak din, a sentencing, a final thing, a cut off, let's say though they're still in, they haven't written down the sentence yet. They just said, well, according to these circumstances, there's Edom over here. According to that, you have to pay kefil. They didn't give a final psak. They just were talking that way. And then he went and shechted v'tavachmacher. Chay, my time. As long as there's not a final psak din, he's still a god if he has to pay. So why don't you give that answer? So, you know, you want another answer. Why? You know why you don't have to pay Dal Behe over there? It's not because Tom Tanis Ganav doesn't pay Dal. Tom Tanis Ganav also pays Dal Behe if he indeed shechted it or sold it after burgling it. But over here it's speaking about it was after the Pesach Din already. That's why he doesn't pay Dal Behe. So, Tomech, according to reason, Lishan Nami B'Shutvik, I can give many reasons why you don't pay Dal Behe. Another reason is, let's say, he stole it with a partner. Me and you, we both burgled it together. And then, when I shechted it, I did it without your das. You didn't want to shecht it. You wanted to hold it or something, right? So, mishutif, shetavach shelo, midas chavero. And we said over there, it's not, you're not chayiv dalvei. The Gemara says, not considered tvach al kulo, because I only shechted my half and not your half, and therefore you're not chayiv. Remember, we said different reasons why you're not chayiv. You're not chayiv on shechita. If you acquired it, you don't have to shinu if it changed. Remember, if it went from a calf to a cow, there's a shini mice over there, right? All of the many reasons why you're putter from tficha. So I can give many reasons. He gave an answer and said it's nevela. You're right. I could have given several other answers also and said it's big amount of case. You don't have dal bay because it's after the psak din or it's because it was a shutav, whatever. Okay, that finishes that halacha. I'm going to send another halacha. Let's say it was lost and I said it was burgled. Mishalim tashlume kefil, right? I have to pay kefil. My time. The exhibit says, I'll call a Veda asher yomar kiuze. Because on a Veda, there it says, Misham, I'm sorry, on El Veda, if he says it was on a lost item and it said, and I said it was stolen and it wasn't stolen, it wasn't burgled, right? But it turns out, right? Turns out that I burgled it. Also, I have to pay kefil. Ezra Rabba Ramal Rav Chia Baraba says, Kiten ish, ain't the scene, it's cut and clum. It says, what's that pasuk speak about? It says, if I give you something to watch, and then it was lost or stolen, right? So you have to pay. So it says, and it turns out if I stole it myself, I have to pay kefil. Kitan Ish tells me that it's only if a katan was given to me by a man, not by an under bar mitzvah, underage person. Mainly, I should not know kshu katan. Maybe that's only putter. In other words, he gave it to me as a katan, but tavo kshu katan. And he demanded it when he was a katan. There was a 10-year-old gave a deposit. Somebody then said, where is it? Nastuk shukat and vatavuk shugata. What happens if he gave it to him when he was 10 years old? And then when he demanded his deposit back, it was 5 years later, he was 15. He's a gadol. Menayin, how do I know that the pasuk doesn't apply later? Tamalomer, ad olohim, until the court, yavod var shneim. In other words, it says if he gives it to him, and then when they come to court, they both have to be under the same status. The giving, when he deposits it, and the claim has to be at the same in the same status when they're both bar mitzvah, right? If you say this, if you say that a toin tanis ganav is chayv on an aveda, by an aveda was there a nesina? No, the guy lost it. The guy never gave it to him. So what's your problem over here? You're saying that even on a lost item, the halacha of kefil applies, right? That a toin tanis ganav applies even on aveda. But the pasuk says ki itan, you have this whole drasha that only is a bar mitzvah. If he's not bar mitzvah, even when he gave it to him, even though he's bar mitzvah later on, it's no good. But why is it any worse? So what if he gave it to him when he was a katan and he claimed it when he was a gadol? How is that different than a lost item when nobody gave it to him? There was nobody who gave it to him. It's speaking about where he consumed it. In other words, the guy who's the shomer who really, you know, stole it by taking it for himself, took it while the guy was a katan. Enochanami. So his first answer, the first Gemara's answer is Enochanami. He didn't have to give it to him when, if he gave it to him when he was a katan, that's not a problem. Because giving it to the item, giving the deposit, if the depositor gave it to the eye guy, to the shomer, when the depositor was 8 or 9 years old, that's no different than if the guy found it. No different there, right? The problem over here is the guy consumed it when he was a katan. Avol chugoro, right? But if he consumed it, he was a god of my hachanami de misham, that he would pay, even though when he gave it to him, he was 8 or 9 years old. Why do you say that the giving, the deposit, and the claim has to be at the same time when he was a bar mitzvah? The key is the consumption and the claim has to be when he's both bar mitzvah. We'll learn it that way. So he says, okay. So he says, you're saying, again, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan is saying that if you claim ganav on a lost item, you have to pay kefil, because it's a kol aveda, right? How is that different than a child who gave something to Echnami? A child who gave it to somebody, you could still have you could still have a claim there, as long as the consumption and the claim was after the kid was bar mitzvah. That's one answer. Rashi Omer, Lo dummy. You can't compare a child giving something to an aveda, a lost by a bar mitzvah. Why? Lo dummy. Aveda kasi mikoch ben das. Aveda, even though I didn't give it to him, I lost the item and he found it, but it came from a bar das. It came from a bar mitzvah, even though I didn't hand it to him. But when an 8 or 9 year old gave the item at the guy a deposit, it didn't come from a bar das, and therefore the pasuk doesn't apply. Okay, that's what he says in terms of. I'll call Aveda Shirim Kuzeh. V'yomar Rav Chiya bar Abba Yochanan, another thing that he said, and this is not going to be the halacha, Rav Chiya bar Abba Yochanan, Haton Tanis Ganav B'Kodom, right? When a guy, you gave me a deposit, and I said, and you said, where is it? And I say, it was burgled. Ein Achayiv Atshiyik for, and we, what do we say? And I say, I swear that it was burgled. I have to be careful. I'm only chayiv atshiyik for b'mitzas v'yodav b'mitzas. I'm only chayiv if it's motor b'mitzas, because motor b'mitzas is the only shvu in the Torah. Ein achayiv atshiyik for b'mitzas v'yodav b'mitzas. Right? My timer. The Omer Kra, the Pasuk says, ki hu zeh. And ki hu zeh teaches me, hayinu hodav b'mitzas v'parshas Torah Tanis Ganav. It's in the parsha of Torah Tanis Ganav. And it says, ki hu zeh, meaning, yes part and no part. Yes and no. Kiyuv says like yes and no. Right? So he's saying that you're only chayv b'kodem there. Now we've talked about until the staff, even though we don't pass like Rav, Rav was talking about a case where he said, where's my money? I don't have it, it's lost. And I swear to that. Rav Bez makes him swear. Rav Chiya bar Abba is saying the swearing, you only have to swear is only if you're motor b'mitzas, not if you're motor in the whole thing, even if you're not quite, because we already said at the end that Rav's not even talking about it, the case of Toin Tanis Ganav. But even so, Rav Chiya bar Abba is talking, Toin Tanis Ganav, you're not chayiv until you deny part and you're motor. In other words, you say I have $100, and I say part of it was burgled and part of it was not. My time number of Kiyu Zen. And this disagrees with Pliyi Rav Chiya bar Yosef. And this disagrees with Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Dom Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Rav Chiya bar Yosef says Irav Parshiyos Kan. Well, this gets into tomorrow's daf. What does it really mean? That even though it says Ki Hu Zeh in the parsha of Toin Tanis Ganav, that's really speaking about a case of a loan, of a case of speaking about a loan. In other words, the famous cases of a loan. I lent you $100, and I say, "Where's my $100?" And you say, $50 I paid you back, and $50 I owe you." So there, $50 I paid you back. And the other 50, I deny. I say I owe you 50, but 50 I already paid I'm owed that I owe you 50, but 50 I say I paid back already. In other words, I deny that I owe you the whole thing. That's the case of motor mixus menatora. Whereas Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yosef would say, no, the case of Mona Mixus is it's speaking about, it's in the Parsha of Pikadon, right, where I gave some to wash. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef disagrees with Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, and we pass on Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, we'll see tomorrow's daf, that the case of Mona Mixus is only on a loan, even though it's called Ir Parshas, even though it's said in the Parsha Pikadon, it really is talking about a loan. There was the halacha was said in a different Parsha. Whereas Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef says, no, it's said in this Parsha and it's applied in this Parsha. We'll see this machlokas, we'll describe it more tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, at the regular time of 5:30. No. Motor mixus means I swear. I motor mixus means I mowed it in part. I owe you 50, or I owe you 25. 75, I paid you back, right? So the 75, I'm denying. So on the 75, you have to make that shvuah d'oraisa. According to Rabbi Abba, that's a raisa. According to Rabbi Yosef, that's not a shvuah d'oraisa. On a pikadon, you swear in the whole thing.